the ZR1, 1989, the heralded ZR1 Special Performance Package, hinted at 3 years earlier and expected to be released late in the 1989 production cycle, was held off until 1990 because of insufficient availability of engines caused by additional development. 1990. Anticipation became realization. The King of the Hill had arrived. In the mid-80s, General Motors and its Corvette division approached Group Lotus in Great Britain with the idea of developing the world's fastest production car. From that collaboration came the LT5 engine, an aluminum block V8 with the same bore as the standard L98 350 cubic inch displacement unit, but with 375 horsepower. To accomplish this power boost, the new block featured 4 overhead camshafts and 32 valves. The LT5s were built by Mercury Marine in Oklahoma and assembled into the ZR1 vehicle at Bowling Green. A unique computerized engine control module provided bimodal characteristics. This dual personality was a logical outgrowth of the appeal of the twin-turbo Callaway conversions. The ZR1 could be used for routine street driving or convert to a race car with speed and handling available on demand. The computer system directed fuel mixtures through an upgraded injection system that allowed for low, half, and full throttle modes and kicked the engine up to 350 horsepower. And a key-operated valet switch locked out the upper speed ranges, limiting power to a normal 250 horses to prevent inexperienced hands from taking advantage of the car's outstanding power. Available only in coupe configuration, the ZR1 was distinguishable from other Corvette coupes by its wider tail section, its now convex rear fascia, and 4 square taillights. 3,049 ZR1s were turned out. The King of the Hill did not come cheap, however. The price of the basic coupe was $31,979, but with the addition of the ZR1 Special Performance Package listed at $27,016, the car was not meant for the faint-hearted or bargain-conscious. It's reported that some dealers asked and were paid $100,000 for the then ultimate in American sports cars. Evidence of its power was a 4.9-second 0-60 sprint and a quarter mile turned in 13.4 seconds. Top speed was nearly 180 miles per hour. 1991. The 1991 ZR1 maintained its own unique personality with improved doors and newly designed 11-inch wide rear wheels. Among the options were heavy-duty suspension components, so the ride could be adjusted from firm to very firm, rather than from soft to firm found in earlier systems. 2,044 ZR1s were built at a sticker price add-on of $31,683. 1992. Few changes graced the 1992 ZR1. ZR1 emblems were added above the side fender vents, and the twin exhaust tips were changed to aggressive rectangular caverns. 502 ZR1s were built at a sticker price add-on of $31,683. 1993. The ZR1 engine, the LT5, received a power boost from 375 to 405 horses. Modifications to the cylinder heads and valve train, platinum-tipped spark plugs, and the exclusive use of synthetic oil were among the upgrades that brought this about. In addition, an electrical linear exhaust gas recirculation system improved emissions control. 448 ZR1s were built at a sticker price add-on of $31,258. 1994. Popularity of the ZR1 was on a decline. Industry sources inferred that several factors may have contributed to the waning appeal of the King of the Hill. Price was one. The ZR1 option virtually doubled the price of the basic Corvette. Moreover, the unique styling of the 1990s rear exterior lost some of its exclusivity when extended to all 1991 models and beyond. In addition, the introduction of the improved small-block LT1 engine gave Corvette enthusiasts the muscle they sought, but in a lower-costing basic models. 448 ZR1s were built at a sticker price add-on of $31,258. 1995. Management limited 1995's total ZR1 production to another 448 units, and the last special performance King of the Hill coupe rolled off the Bowling Green line in late April. Over its 6-year lifespan, 6,939 ZR1s were built. 448 ZR1s were built at a sticker price add-on of $31,258.